The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to YouCanRunInternational.com. That's YouCanRunInternational.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. It is Tuesday, August 21st, 2012, and you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Now, folks, we are in a dreadful situation today for the second day in a row, live from California, sunny California. I'm dreadfully looking at the ocean across the street from the studios right now, and it's just, it's overwhelming. Excuse me. My throat's all choked up here because of the tears that have been poured out over the last couple nights due to the fact that too much salt water, too many people, suns in the 90s and the hundreds that it's given off its beautiful rays in the state of California here. But we're here. But folks, aside of that, in all sincerity, it is awesome here in the state of California. Love being here. People are more than friendly. I mean, I don't think I've met a rude individual yet. Except the lady that actually works at the association where we're staying.
She's part of the Department of Homeland Security, I believe.
I think she is.
She knocked on the door. And
if she isn't, she need apply.
Janet told me that the Sons of Liberty were here, and we need them to get their stuff and get out of here.
Speaking of Janet Napolitano. Yes.
Fancy haircut. I like her barber.
The head of the DHS. I think she's retiring, isn't she?
It's not out of her mind, she said.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, we don't know how much trouble we're in.
That's really what it comes down to.
Folks, if you want to check us out, go online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We're posting stuff daily as to what we're doing here in the state of California. Yesterday we were at Vista, California, did a tea party there, got another one tonight, doing live radio out of California. And then tomorrow we're going to be doing another tea party.
That's right.
And it just seems to be spreading out here in California. Yep. I think Californians like people that tell the truth.
Yeah, and folks,
you think?
You know,
except those in government.
That's true.
Yeah.
But the government people have been calling us has been you. We got a Facebook post this morning from Tammy Sheldon, I believe, up near Sacramento area.
Yeah.
She said, when are you guys coming? And incidentally, we made a connection last night, so we may be coming very soon. So
really?
Stay tuned for that.
Yeah. And then we had another post from a Youth Garcia.
Yes.
Yeah, and she wants us to come over and hang out, too, I guess.
The Inland Empire.
Well, you gotta at least have, a couple hundred people?
That's true.
Yeah.
And, you know,
I mean, we don't have time to just be running around having Slurpees with folks.
That's right. And a nice beach cruiser and maybe a nice dinner on the beach, and then we'll come.
I think so. I think so.
I mean, that's what we're in this for.
You know, I told my kids this morning as I'm looking outside the window here, there's these, like, seagulls, and I don't think they're seagulls, but what they do is they go over the water and they start diving down in the water, and they pull it. No, dude, it's incredible. It's like they go as fast as they can to hit the water, uh-huh. and then they go under and they pull up a little fish. They're fishing.
Gotcha.
Didn't you see these guys?
Are they pelicans? Or,
no, they're not pelicans. Pelicans
are big old beaks, though, right?
No, that's not what I'm talking about. They look like seagulls, but they're not seagulls.
Gotcha.
Boy, are they pelicans?
Well, I've seen some big guys, and there was this one place that we passed on the way down. I can't recall what it was called, but it was for these big birds that got the big old...
Yeah, those are pelicans.
...groupy deal.
But they're bigger birds.
Yeah.
Yeah, these aren't. These are little guys. But then again, I'm looking at them from about 200 yards away.
That's true.
So they could be bigger than...
It's tough being 200 yards from the ocean.
I think so, too. I mean, especially when you see people on the piers that are actually fishing for sharks.
Uh-huh.
That'll put a chill up your spine.
That's true.
Yeah. How deep should I go, knowing sharks come in at night?
Yeah.
3 feet of water is the most dangerous place you can be in the water.
That's spooky.
The ocean, yeah. Because they like to eat.
Get your ankles wet. That's
but no, just put some metal boots all the way, or, you know, waist boots.
Can do that.
Yeah, and then we wouldn't have any problem. Folks, again, check us out, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to go to my Facebook, Bradley Dean on my Facebook, double E Bradley Dean on my Facebook, or you can follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1. Bradley Dean 1. We will not be giving the number out because we cannot take phone calls here in California. Sorry to say that, but if you'd like to call into the office for any reason, such as to donate or leave a message or whatever the case might be, that number is 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. And folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy? Because
it's
the same council.
It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And folks, if you have any comments or any feedback you want to give, we love it when you Facebook us. So do it during the show and we'll talk about it live here. Another thing too, if you want to go to the postings, we've been posting videos, pictures, and all sorts of things on Facebook.
Yeah, Jake, I've noticed that you posted a lot of pictures of yourself. What's up with that?
No,
is that vanity?
I keep trying to get you to take pictures and
it
won't let me.
The kids walking.
I don't look good in that one.
The kids walking around California like a stinking vain peacock or something.
Nope, don't put that one up. No. And I'm sitting here trying to say, well, we got to show people we're doing something. So, folks, Facebook us right now. Say you want to see more pictures of Bradley Dean so we can get
those. Well, if they
want to
see if I'm doing something, then put a camera on the top of my hat.
That's right.
The difference is they're going to say, okay.
On top of your hat.
Yeah, yeah. You're doing this and you're doing that. No, we're doing something all the time.
We're busy.
We're trying to find reasons to do something.
I'm always trying to catch up to you, Mr. Dean.
And at times it's like, okay, that's enough. But it's like, you know what? Something else comes up. And it's like you find your life or you lose your life, said the Lord.
Yep.
And he's exactly right on the money. As usual.
In doing. Speaking of which, did anybody know, we were talking about the DHS earlier, and you can find these stories posted on the sonsoflibertyradio.com. The button is SOL Media, and also on Facebook at the Sons of Liberty. The federal auditor just found that 2,527 DHS, Department of Homeland Security employees and co-conspirators were convicted of crimes.
How many is that?
Started in 2004, 2,527.
How many employees do they have, Jake? What, 2,560?
I'm not, probably. Yeah,
no,
probably.
This is crazy. This
yeah,
is,
well, a lot of this
so
is...
they have criminals actually vetting the people.
Right in their agencies.
Yeah, before they go through to get on the airplanes.
A lot of these are co-conspirators, so they're people that come from the outside and work with the people in the DHS.
Yeah.
So who knows who's working with them? Terrorist groups? You just never know.
Yeah.
Border people? Any of that?
It's pretty crazy. Just seen that yesterday we went through Border Patrol, folks. It was a bunch of Hispanic people, which they could have been legalized versions of the American folks.
Hey, we got a singer that's Hispanic.
It's kind of bizarre, but went through... I'll get to that when we get back. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be right back.
The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I'll say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Well, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake. Folks, if you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. One more thing I wanted to talk about, Jake. You were just talking about the DHS.
Yeah.
Yesterday in Newport, I don't know if it's Newport Beach in California here, but it was Newport, and we went to see Dinesh D'Souza's new movie, 2016, with Obama in it. And when I walked out of the movie, it's a documentary is what it was. It was a safe documentary.
Yeah,
it
was mainstream.
I mean, it was very mainstream. It's like, Dinesh, tell everybody what they don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Because even his timeline, it's like, we already knew all this stuff about this guy. Yeah, really. And I just left saying, the man's he's lower than a snake's belly.
Yeah.
He's a snake.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, I don't know how else to say this. The man is he's a snake.
How many ways do you need to be told it? Like, okay, so he crawls, he's a snake. He bites, he's a snake.
He manipulates. He's a manipulator is what he is, and he is the chief manipulator, and he played on the sympathies of the American people.
Sure did.
And that's exactly what I took from it. Didn't surprise me. Nothing in there surprised me. He's radical, and he's a revolutionary, and he's trying to make history as being one of them.
That's right. As a matter of fact, I mean, this is one of the things that he said to his, who's that crazy pastor of his again? What's his name?
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
The liberation guy.
Yeah.
Say, but anyways,
that doesn't matter. We don't want
to
make him famous,
to him,
right?
That's true. He came to him and he tried to have a little conference with him because he was getting a little bit of heat during the election.
Yeah.
He said, you know, here's $100,000, just, you know, shut
No, it was $150,000 to shut his mouth.
So he rejected that. So Obama shows up personally, said to him, you know what your problem is? You have to tell the truth.
That's right.
And that shows exactly what he's saying. Now, this morning, Obama, on the Sons of Liberty
this,
media.
This is the president of the United States of America, friends.
You have to. Their problem is you have to tell the truth all the time.
Yep.
Obama just said, and this is on Sons of Liberty radio at the SOL button, you can't just make stuff up. This is what he's lecturing, Mr. Romney. That's one thing you learn as a president. In rebutting and rebutting assertions by Mitt Romney's presidential campaign that the Obama administration is waiving the work requirement rules for welfare recipients. The truth of the matter is, you just can't make stuff up, said Obama. That's one thing you learn as presidents of the United States. You get called into account. I can't think of any day that goes by where this guy doesn't say something that he's called into account. And here he's lecturing somebody else.
Well, he's been doing it since day one. He's trying to accreditate himself is what he's trying to do.
Exactly. And like you say, how do you get credit? There is no credit. You're discredited at every turn.
There's no integrity.
And
there's no truth in the man whatsoever. And that's really what I took away from it. It was 2016. Would I go see it again? No, I wouldn't go see it again. Am I glad I seen it? That didn't really matter because I didn't really take anything away from it.
Yeah.
And again, I thought it was very tame. He's just scratched the surface as to the history of who this man is and who he's attempting to become.
Yeah. You know, and I just posted this on Facebook this morning. I would recommend that people go see it at least once because I think it's good information. But this is what I would say. There was no Christ in this movie at all. And that is the only answer to our dilemma. We got in this dilemma because we disobeyed God. The only way to get out of it is to obey God.
Yeah.
And I think many people in the mainstream that don't, you know, they may be Obama worshippers, they don't follow politics, they don't even know what this guy's really about. Yeah. I think it'd be good to go there to see it, to have their eyes open. But again, if we don't bring them Christ, it's all for naught anyways.
Yes.
It's a movie that made money.
By the way, the movie was pretty much filled.
Yeah.
And there were nobody there between the ages of 18 to 31 except me and Jake.
Yeah. Yeah. That's perfect.
Did you hear what I said?
I'm actually
thinking. They were all older people.
Yeah.
And they're trying to catch up to what's going on here.
That's right.
And folks, again, let me remind you, Obama is zeroing in on the younger generation. And by the way, that's what the Tea Partiers in California are starting to figure out. Wait a second, Bradley. You got a message for the generation that Obama is going to. That's exactly right. That's why the media attacks me like it attacks me. And it distorts everything I do and everything that I say for the very purpose. Yet he's the one that's distorting the truth, and the people that are telling the truth, he's demonizing them.
Yep.
You know, and attempting to demonize them. And of course, he's in trouble.
Yeah,
and he's in a lot of trouble. And don't get caught up, just let me remind you, don't get caught up in this Romney Obama presidential WWF campaign because it's just a bunch of baloney. It's not just Obama-loney, it's Romaloney as well. It really is. It's ridiculous, dude.
Because, you know what, after you watch the movie, you're like, oh, okay, great. And then you think, oh, so we have Romney? I mean, that's what the video's implying. It's
he's a foot out of joint.
Oh, great. So who's our champion? You are, people in America. You are the champion.
Yeah, instead of having David as a champion, we have a Saul that comes up to the plate and says, I can do this. No. What have you been doing for the last 40 years in our
country? I've been hiding, letting David take care of things. You know, you brought up the point that this administration or the liberal or whatever you want to call them, the left, attacks this ministry incessantly. And the reason why is because it's reaching this next generation. They don't know what to
do.
Hey, this guy's on our turf. What is he doing?
Yeah, it's like the dictator saying, it's like Hitler saying, no, wait a second. Them church kids are mine.
Yeah.
It's like Mao Zedong saying, them blinded young people, they're mine. They belong to me.
That's mine.
And that's exactly what they do. And then they come in and then they enforce the laws. They use the law against the law.
That's right.
Just like any other dictator does and said, what? We're gonna paint a bleak picture of you to this next generation. And what we're going to do is we're going to appeal to their lust.
That's right.
And then they can decide as to who they want to serve.
Yep.
So it really comes down to the American people. Mm-hmm. It really comes down to what they choose and who they follow. And we should all be following Christ. And if we're all following Christ, then our government is going to be in proper balance and not until then.
That's how we got this government. But this is the feedback from the Tea Party that Bradley spoke at last night in Vista. Hello, Mr. Dean. My name is Joshua Tienda. I recently listened to one of your presentations, which you gave at the Vista Tea Party meeting. Your message resonated with me because not only was it a freedom-loving message, but it was a message which young persons can understand. I want to become more involved in educating my generation on the constitutional, and this is the key, folks, and on the biblical morality. I want to continue the legacy which was started with our founding fathers and be a son of liberty. That's the type of response we need all over this country. And folks, if you want to invite the Sons of Liberty to your community, wherever it is in this country, get in touch with us. This is what we do. We're there to reach, we're there to instruct and teach, the next generation.
That's right, to those that you cannot. As a matter of fact, we have some folks coming from Vista to the Tea Party on Wednesday, and they're bringing a bunch of young people. And we're not talking folks, 12 years old and 15 and 18. We're talking about college students as well. So bring them all. And it's really important that they understand because, again, if you don't know where you came from, how do you know where you're going?
That's right.
One of the things that you just said, Jake, was morality. Morality is conformed to truth.
Yeah.
And you can be moral all that you want, but I would ask, what is your reference to your morality?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm moral. I'm a good person. person, really, well, you're not looking at God's law if you think you're a good person.
Right.
Because once you look at the mirror of God's law, the Ten Commandments, Exodus 20, you're going to find out the only one that can actually properly wash you and robe you is Christ himself. I don't know how much simpler this message needs to get, no, but it's just there.
And that's a good point because, for instance, this president thinks he's a good person. Communism.
He thinks he's a Christian.
Communism thinks they're good people, and this is why, because they say that the end justifies the means, or the means justifies the end. So though I'm doing bad things now, end, when we're all in communism, it's going to be a utopia and everything's going to be good. No, not according to God's standard. Yeah. Right is right and wrong is wrong now.
One that wants to overthrow God's law is one that is trying to create himself as a God that is the giver of law.
That's right. That's exactly right. You got to replace. It's going to be one or the other. You're going to serve.
Well, this man is not ruled by law, neither is administration. Listen to what you just talked about with the DHS.
Yep.
Okay, this is under his rule. 2,520 employees of the DHS.
Yep. 527
are pedophiles. They're fraudulent. They're criminals.
Violations of civil rights and liberties, corruption involving bribery, disclosure of classified information, espionage and smuggling, child pornography, false statements, contact with foreign governments and nationals.
Oh, my gosh.
Do I need to say any more?
No. I can say this. Folks, wake up.
That's right. And this is what happens when you have an unconstitutional agency. Remember, again, the theory of communism is do bad that good may come of it. Well, that's impossible.
And that only works for the one that is doing the bad.
That's right.
And again, as I put the question to people so many times, how can you lie for somebody and how can you trust the person that you're lying for?
That's right.
They're doing you in, and that's how it just falls down the chain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and for those that think Obama is the president of the United States and he's just doing this all on his own, you might want to probably wake up and smell the coffee here, because he's just answering to his puppet. He's the puppet.
Help.
Yep, and his puppet master tells him what to do.
That's right.
Just like the next president's going to be, and just until the American people put their foot down and say that's enough.
Yep.
And by the way, that is not anti-government, that is pro-government. Mm-hmm. Let's put it into perspective.
That's right.
When we come back here, what we're going to do is I want to talk a little bit about spiritual heritage, and I'm going to give you your landmarks in your country, and then you can decide who are we. Where is it that we came from? Who gave us governments? And why is this guy Moses all over the place?
I mean,
every time I turn around, there he is, and God's name and the money and the Liberty Bell. And you go back over to the Statue of Liberty. She's got the Declaration of Independence. We derive our rights from our what?
Creator.
Boy, oh boy, it just keeps coming back. All of our state preambles start out with God Almighty or Almighty God. And the list goes on and on and on and on and on and on and on. It's just absolutely humorous to me when I hear people say, you know, by the way, the Tea Party we don't have that problem with.
Mm-hmm.
Some just want us to tone it down a little bit.
Right.
No. It's time to turn the heat up, not turn it down.
You know,
fire consumes the chaff, and it's time that the fire consumes the chaff, because the Bible says we're called to be ministers of the flames of fire, and God is a consuming fire. You got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be right back after this break.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there, I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple, the affordable part. You can start with 60-second ads on GCN for as low as $15. Yes, $15. That would make GCN the most affordable national advertising, period. And that brings us to the reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Millions of potential customers for only $15 per ad. And customer service that can't be beat. Check out our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled AirFusion Systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake. We're arguing about, is there carbonation in Slurpees?
If you got the answer, go to Facebook and message us right now.
I'm telling you, there's not. This is important that you talk about Slurpees when you're sitting in the hot sun like we are in California.
I know,
right now.
Because at 7-Eleven, it's like, what do you have to drink?
Well, I will give you a Slurpee.
Isn't that something?
Would you like a Slurpee?
I have yet to be to a 7-Eleven where it's not Indian owned.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what am I missing here? But I got to tell you, whenever I see one, I got to stop and get me a Slurpee. And
like
I'm telling
you, out.
And back to the point, I'm telling you, there is no carbonation, no Slurpees.
I saw a sign that said, thank heaven for 7-Eleven.
Yeah, they used to be all over the Midwest.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened there.
Super America bought them.
Well, what happened to them?
I don't know. And they just moved out.
I think it was a bad, bad call. They're losing $1.99 for me
every day
of the week. Yeah. Because I love them things. Even when you go to Florida,
pina colada.
Whenever I see a 7-Eleven, it's time to stop over and say, hey, thank heaven.
For 7-Eleven.
Yes. Folks, spiritual heritage, government monuments, buildings, and landmarks. Some of the most important monuments, buildings, and landmarks in Washington, D.C. Folks, let me say this. You can search the world over and look for the answers that you're looking for, and I'm going to give them to you right now in less than 5 minutes, okay? Some of the most important monuments, buildings, and landmarks in Washington, D.C., including religious words, symbols, and imagery in the United States Capitol. The Declaration of In God We Trust is prominently displayed in both the United States House and Senate chambers. I said, In God We Trust. Around the top of the walls in the House chamber appear images of 23 great lawgivers from across the centuries but Moses, the law giver, who according to the Bible originally received the law of God, who gave government, Exodus 18:21, is the only lawgiver honored with a full face view. Looking down on the proceedings of the house, religious artwork is found throughout the United States Capitol, including the rotunda with the prayer service of Christopher Columbus, the baptism of Pocahontas. You want to explain Pocahontas?
Yeah. She was actually the woman who saved the life of, was it John Smith, I believe? I can't recall which one, but she saved the life and became a Christian, got converted, and then she became a hero, not only here in this country, but in other countries, because what she did was she simplified redemption through her actions. She said, "My life for his life, Father," and the Father spared her life, and I believe it was Captain Smith.
It sounds like Romans 5:5, the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost who's been given unto us. Now, what's interesting about that is, what was it that converted her? Man?
No.
Or was it the power of the Holy Ghost?
The Holy Ghost.
Thank you. Because if man can talk you into it, friends, he can talk you out of it. You can be persuaded out of it. But what God puts in you, no devil in hell can take it away from you. I go on. The baptism of Pocahontas and the prayer and Bible study of the pilgrims. We talked about that a couple weeks ago, and that is awesome history. Christopher Columbus, the baptism of Pocahontas, the prayer and Bible study of the pilgrims, they are all prominently displayed in the Cox Corridor of the Capitol where the words America, God shed his grace on thee are inscribed. At the East Senate entrance with the words Annuit Copiatis, Latin for God has favored our undertakings, isn't that interesting, and in numerous other locations. Images of the Ten Commandments are found in many federal buildings across Washington, D.C., and might I remind you, civil buildings in the United States of America, including in bronze in the floor of the National Archives. And a bronze statue of Moses in the main reading room of the Library of Congress and numerous locations at the U.S. Supreme Court, including in the frieze above the justices, the oak door at the rear of the chamber, the gable apex, and in dozens of locations on the bronze latticed work surrounding the Supreme Court bar seating. So it sounds to me like someone knew exactly what they were doing when they were putting this in the face of the people.
Yeah.
No matter where you were going to see Moses, which only is there to exemplify what God gave him to establish government, which is common law, our republic, the Ten Commandments.
Yep. You know, it's funny, as I was talking to a woman on Huntington Beach, this is the other day, and you can actually watch this discourse on our Facebook. But this woman was saying how there's not a God because she's an atheist. And I said, well, that's right. We started talking about
Thomas Jefferson. There's no God because I'm an atheist.
That's right.
Okay, and so that's like me standing in front of a bus saying, listen, I don't believe in
buses.
There's
no buses.
And therefore, there is no bus. And you know what, folks? I don't have to believe in the bus, but if I stand in front of it, it doesn't matter because right. It's going to run over me.
Belief to experience really quick. So I asked her, okay, the Declaration of Independence, where do you think we get our rights from? And then we talked about Thomas Jefferson, et cetera. And she said, well, we get our rights from the people. I said, no, it says God. And she said, well, that's just the way that they talked back then. And I said, so you're telling me a bunch of men are back together.
Slow your roll. Where did the people get it from?
That's what I'm saying.
They just create this in their minds?
It's just how it was back then.
Oh.
And I said, so you're telling me that back then, a bunch of people, because it's just how it was, so they faked this whole Christian thing. I said, well, then why don't you fake it? We have majority of Christians living in America right now. Why don't you? And you're telling me that Thomas Jefferson did? Just the silliest thing.
Oh,
no answer.
I heard a guy talk about how Thomas Jefferson was a deist yesterday at a tea party. It's like, sure. No. Slow your roll, dog.
Yeah.
He was raised as an Anglican. He was influenced by deists. But look at his writings. Right. Who won the day? 235 years later, folks, you did. Mm-hmm. You have freedom that remains because of God the giver through Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
So a deist.
These deists in the foundation, many people are influenced by many things.
So wait a second. So a deist is one that believes God is there, but he just doesn't interfere with the affairs of mankind.
That's right.
Now, how does that work due to the fact that we're walking in the liberty that Christ gave us?
Mm-hmm.
So if God is just there and he doesn't interfere with the affairs of man, then how is it that we have freedom?
Well, that's the furthest thing from an atheist, because number one, he acknowledges that God is there. And this is what I think.
Why do we have rescue operations in the military? Why do we have those? I mean,
people.
Do you think all those guys that are waiting to get rescued, they believe in the military, but the military just doesn't interfere with the affairs
right.
of mankind?
They exist. They just
They're just there, but they're not there to actually save our lives. And if they do, well, we'll just deny them in the process. And that's exactly what atheists do. Christ redeemed us through his blood, and they deny the Redeemer.
That's right.
Ooh, that is a smack in the face of the Son of God.
And that's what deism ultimately does, too. God did not redeem mankind. How could he? Because God doesn't interfere with the affairs of
yeah.
man. Yeah. But even going back,
it's interesting how he answers your prayers, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
It's interesting how we have America, right?
Yeah, right.
I mean,
how he heals, how he still speaks to his kids.
I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Yeah, faithful to 1,000 generations.
I mean, Benjamin Franklin at the Constitutional Convention said, how can a sparrow fall that without God's notice? Do we think that an empire can rise or fall without his concurring aid?
I know.
That doesn't sound very deep.
I know when these atheists are going to figure out that God is, when they lose everything they've got.
That's right.
And then they're going to turn, because we all know in the natural man, folks, that there's no such thing as an atheist in a foxhole. Mm-hmm. But it's interesting, all those people that are eating the fruit of the sacrifice of our veterans, you know, all those guys that have Christian crosses over the top of their heads at Arlington, these atheists are just sitting there saying, this is all free. God owes me something. Although we don't believe in God, you know, those veterans that died, they owed me the freedom that I have.
That's right.
You know, and I know that they swore to uphold the Constitution, so help me God, but we'll just eradicate the giver.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, hey, thanks for your sacrifice, but no thanks, guys.
And then we'll take over and we'll become God, right?
And we'll go out there and try to convince everybody that we don't exist. Wow.
I mean, that's
how bad it is. Does a building have a builder? Yes. Does a painting have a painter? Yes. Where did you come from, brah? Where did you come? You got a dad and mom? Yeah. No, you don't. That's like me literally looking at him and saying, no, you don't have parents. He would say, you're crazy. Well, that's what I'm telling you, Mr. Atheist. You are crazy to say that you do not have a creator. Well, you know you do. And what it comes down to is idolatry. You want to create a God to suit your own sin because you think it's okay to do what you want, how you want to do it, where you want, and how you want to do it. And God said no. And I'll tell you why God said no, because he loves you enough to tell you where life is and where death is. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what he said in Deuteronomy 30:19.
Well,
I call heaven and earth to record you this day that I've set before you life and death, blessing and cursings. Therefore, choose life that both you and your seed may live. Now, folks, this is in our hearts. We're not reading off the paper. We just want you to know that Christ is alive forevermore, and I'm sure most of the listeners agree.
And that's how you started the segment. The answer is really simple. Go back to the author that gave it to us. If you're an atheist and you're in government, this is what you need to know.
Because that's dangerous.
A lot of people, you know.
Then who do they answer to?
Exactly.
Yes.
So an atheist comes up. It's like an Adolf Hitler. Communism is rooted in atheism because they oust God only so that they can be God.
That's right.
And they know God
Isaiah 14.
Well exists, but if they can get it out of your mind, then they can. You know, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head.
Yeah.
Whereas God's system is set up where we submit to him, his laws, his rules, free enterprise. We have capitalism. He who works, who doesn't work, doesn't eat. That's all right. These principles are Christian principles.
But that's bad. That's real bad.
You can't eliminate Christ out of this.
No,
this paradigm will not change until
that capitalism, that's bad.
Yeah,
them people
bad.
That work for what they have, that's bad. Socialism is good.
Because we work hard, too.
Let's go. Hey, if nobody can do it, Obama can, because he's taking from the haves and giving it to the have-nots. He's stealing. He thinks he's Obamahood.
That's right. That's a good deal, isn't it?
It sure is, as long as there's no skin off his back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let me go on here. Were you clear?
You know what? In California, too, we drove up and down the coast. I saw so many missions and so many cities and towns named after Christian names.
Yeah.
To deny our
saint.
Christian heritage is insane.
Yeah, saint.
Saint
this, right. Saint that, saint.
Santa Ana, and then you got these type of missions, and there's literally towns named
after
them.
He said Santa Ana, friends, not Santa Claus.
That's right.
All right.
No Santa Claus.
Santa, I hate to break it to some of our listeners, but there's no such thing.
You know, we need to just pause for a second and let that absorb. Do you want to talk about the Easter Bunny, too?
Yeah. Isn't that interesting? Hey, folks, I got a question for you. Since when did Easter bunnies lay eggs?
No!
Yes. Or let's do this. Christmas is about the birth of Christ. Okay? They take a man, right?
Mm-hmm.
They dress him up like a big fat dude that sits there and asks you, what do you want? So the little kids, they go and sit in Santa Claus's lap and they say, this is what I want. This same thing the preachers are preaching from the pulpits today. Just come to Christ for a wonderful life. It's not in Scripture, friends.
Or just come to the government.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
So what they do is they get rid of Christ in Christmas and you have Santa Claus. And some of you people out there, you take your kids and set them on their lap. You deceive your children into believing Christmas is about what you can get rather than what God gave through his son, Jesus Christ. And we're going to come back and we're going to talk about the Easter Bunny really quick since you brought it up. Folks, I'm going to turn the lights on here for you. Bunnies don't lay eggs. It's about the resurrection of Christ, not about a little furry bunny named Captain Rex. Did I say that? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
As distrustful, as nihilistic as my generation is, we do want heroes. And it just seems like God's given up on us. But to know that there is a real person that goes into the schools that will take on everything that the secular world will throw at him and keep coming back because he cares, that sounds like a hero to me.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EZArmor.com if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. EZArmor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little EZArmor costs, and I installed EZArmor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EZArmor.com. That's the letters EZArmor.com. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EZArmor.com. Ultimate door security made easy.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Once again, we are broadcasting live from California. Looking at the ocean right now, it is absolutely beautiful here. Folks in California have been overwhelmingly friendly, which surprised me, to be quite honest with you. I've never seen so much wealth in all of my life, and we're having a financial economic crisis in our country. I'm trying to figure out where it's at. Of course, unless this is all on someone's credit card. Oh, it is. I'm sorry.
All you hardworking farmers in the Midwest, you keep working.
Yes. We were talking about bunnies and how they don't lay eggs. So what does that have to do with Easter? Easter is about the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who died, he was crucified, he was buried, and he rose again on the third day. What do rabbits have to do with Easter? Pretty crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Most people, another form of idolatry.
That's how I grew up, or that's how I.
You know, did you do like egg hunts? You know what's more appalling is when you go to church, you see the church doing it.
Yeah.
And it's like they idiots.
No, I'm wondering what they call their egg hunts. They don't call them that, do they?
A blasphemy.
Something like searching for.
My God, folks, we got to go on here. I can go down that. Hey, I can go down that trail right now if you want me to.
The rabbit trail. I got it.
Let's go on here. Spiritual heritage, the Washington Monument, Jefferson's Memorial, and Lincoln's Memorial. In the Washington Monument, not only are numerous Bible verses and religious acknowledgments carved on memorial blocks in the walls, including the phrases, holiness to the Lord. You heard me right. Exodus 28:26, Exodus 30:30, Isaiah 23:18, Zechariah 14:20. On the blocks, friends, inside of the walls on the Washington Monument. If you search the scriptures, it says, John 5:39, it says, the memory of the just is blessed, Proverbs 10:7, May heaven to this union continue its benefits. And it's in God we trust, but the Latin inscription, Laus Deo, praise be to God, is engraved on the monument's capstone. I bet you probably didn't know that, did you? You're not supposed to know that, friends. But if you dig in just a little bit, you'll find out that everything has to do with our Christian heritage. I go on. Of the five areas inside the Jefferson Memorial in which Jefferson's words have been carved, four are God-centered, including Jefferson's declaration that God who gave us life gave us liberty. Can the liberties of a nation be secure when we have removed the conviction that these liberties are the gift of God? Where does conviction come from? John 16. Sin, righteousness, and judgment, the conviction of the Holy Ghost. Thomas Jefferson goes on, it says, indeed, I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just. That is, justice cannot sleep forever. And we're beginning to see that today, aren't we, friends? Read Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28 when you get a minute. I go on. The Lincoln Memorial contains numerous acknowledgments of God and citations of Bible verses, including the declarations that we here highly resolve that this nation under God shall not perish from the earth. The Almighty has his own purposes. Woe unto the world because of offenses, states it inscripted on the walls of Lincoln's memorial. For it must needs be that offenses come, but woe to that man by whom the offenseth cometh. Matthew 18:7. As we said 3,000 years ago, so still it must be said, the judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. Sounds like Lincoln knew what he was talking about when it came to Scripture.
Because of experience, and he knew what the foundation was.
Now, folks, we understand that Abe Lincoln wasn't a good man.
That's
but
right.
Towards the end of his life, after he lost his little boy, his life began to turn. That's called redemption, and hopefully he was redeemed.
Mm-hmm.
And we know the history of Lincoln, and it wasn't all good.
That's right. There wasn't. As a matter of fact, that's where a lot of the downward spiral started, with doing things that are unconstitutional. He was atrocious when it came to keeping the Constitution. He was destroying it left and right. But I also want to say this. We had something that was an abomination in our country for multiple years. And oftentimes when God sends judgment, he does it through one of your own, and it always has to do with leadership. And it's up to the people to step up to the plate and do away with that wickedness.
I said that to the Tea Party yesterday. How is it that 545 people are pulling one over on 320? 12 million people.
Yeah.
The 312 million people are asleep at the wheel.
That's right.
So, and again,
it's their wheel to take.
And you had to share with them that the government is an extension of who you allow them to be.
Mm-hmm.
If you're ruled by God, they will be ruled by God.
Right.
If you're not ruled by God, then guess what they're going to do? Whatever they want to do, because you're doing the same thing.
Yeah.
They are a reflection of you, America. Don't forget that. I go on. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. Psalm 19:9. One day every valley shall be exalted, and every hill and mountain shall be made low. The rough places will be made plain, and the crooked places will be made straight, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and the flesh shall see it together. That's on Dr. Martin Luther King's speech based on Isaiah 40, 4 through 5, on his statue. And boy, is
it granite?
Oh my gosh, that's a big statue.
What's all the atheists calling him a racist? Oh, he's black.
That doesn't work. Yeah, I go on. In the Library of Congress, the giant Bible of Mainz and the Gutenberg Bible are on the prominent preeminence display, and etched on the walls are Bible verses, including the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Talking about your Christian heritage, friends. That's in John 1:5. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Proverbs 4:7. What doth the Lord require of thee but to do justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with thy God? Micah 6:8. And the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Psalm 19:1. Talking about the inscriptions in Washington, D.C., friends. The spiritual heritage of the United States of America is obvious. It's right in front of your face. Numerous other of the most important American government leaders, institutions, monuments, buildings, and landmarks both openly acknowledge and incorporate religious words, symbols, and the imagery into official venues. Such acknowledgments are even more frequent at the state and local level than at the federal level.
Yeah.
It's more prevalent in your backyard, friends,
your everyday
where
life.
Thousands of such acknowledge God's existence and his heritage through his son, Jesus Christ. Yes, we are a Christian nation.
You got it.
So here we have it.
You know, what I was just going through as I was looking at the map again we talked about earlier.
And that wasn't everything, by the way.
It isn't.
No. That
it's
was
a lifetime, really.
That's the tip of the iceberg as to what's going on in Washington, D.C.
That's the main essentials. Yeah. But just like you said, it's on the local level. It's on the county level. Folks, in every town that you're in, what is the most prominent institution in that town? It's the churches. Yeah. It's the religious folks. If they were doing their job, we'd have a different country, hands down. That's why we had this country, because the churches did do their job. In New England, the civil government patterned their government after the church government.
Hello.
Where they went to their meetings, where they had their city council, where the judge would come into town and give out judgment.
If you remember right, in Scripture, when judgment was pronounced on criminals, the magistrates would go get the priests.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking about God's priests. I'm not talking about the Catholics.
Yeah.
I'm talking about God's priests in the Levitical order. Mm-hmm. And the priests were actually called upon to bring forth judgment according to God's rule, because the magistrates knew who was their head in those particular situations.
Yeah,
and the Bible says that if the rules of the priests were not followed, then it was not a good position for them to put themselves into.
Well, then you have judgment long term, because when you put off justice, and justice comes from God because he's our lawgiver, when you put that off, eventually you'll devour yourself. We just had dinner the other day with a woman who works in the jail system here in California. And she was talking about, and this is the county jails, and most county inmates come for 30, 60, 90 days. That's their stay. In state jails, people stay for much longer because their criminal, you know, the crimes that they commit deem longer terms. So what's happened is the state is running out of money, and the state jails.
Listen carefully, friends. This is important for you to hear. This is how it works when you turn your back on God.
Yep. And obviously, you can see that in California, that's what it's done. The travesties that are coming through the education system.
No. Get back to the criminals.
So if you go to this and you see that in their civil government, they oust God. Education, everything. So now what happens is the state jails are getting full. So they're pitching them over to the county jails. The county jails are not prepared for this. And the reason they do
In other words, what's happening, folks, is government, state government, because they cannot tax you any more than they already have, all that money that they're using for taxes is gone. So when they get in trouble, they have no alternative but to throw it back down on the local county systems. Which at length, because again, we're not holding them accountable, they're throwing, as they rob the people, then what they do is they begin to throw the problems when they have no resolve back on you, the people. See that, how that happens?
Yeah.
Even through, we understand what that, through taxation.
Yeah.
We understand that, but when it comes to this, that's another step they've gone.
Yeah.
They didn't just break the law, folks, now they're transgressing.
Yeah.
Now they're taking it and saying, you paid for all of this, but I just want to show you, I'm not going to deal with it. I'm not responsible, so I'm going to give it back to you. I know you paid for all of this, but I want you to take care of the problem as well. You pay me all your money, but now you deal with the problem as well.
It's no different than our debt.
Well, what are you getting paid for? That's the question.
Yeah, because the only way, it's no different than our debt that's happening in this country right now. We kick the can down the road, and eventually there's a judgment day where you have to come up to the plate and you have to pay for it. But what happens is there's only two ways to change behavior. Number one, by executing justice to put fear in criminals.
If you will not be ruled by the word of God, you will be ruled by bayonets, said Robert Winthrop.
And number two is redemption. Well, where do you find those two institutions in society? The church. They teach God's judgments and the penalty of sin, and they teach redemption.
They're supposed to.
That's right.
Okay, what is the criminal system teaching criminals now?
Hey, you break the law, for instance, hepatitis, anybody that carries hepatitis, they get better health care in jails than the average citizen does in California.
$85,000. $85,000 per criminal, friends.
Per year to treat hepatitis.
And they get three squares, nice rooms.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, stay as long as you want to, man.
You get to work out, you get
I can't wait. I'll get out, break
TV.
The law, and do what I want to do again. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio, 1 John 3:18. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you tomorrow. See you in 23.
See ya.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy.
For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3.
4-3-6-6-3. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.